Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is it, and I'm starting this episode unlike any other episode in the past, and probably like any other episode that will ever happen again, but I'm starting this episode with the chant, We Da Six. We Da Six. We Da Fucking Six. We Da Fucking Six. Wowee. Wow, wow, wow. The Cleveland Cavaliers have lost the last two straight games to my new favorite team in the NBA. Of course, you could call me a bandwagon guy, a fair weather fan, or whatever else you want to call me. I get it. I expect it, and I understand it. But right now, I'm rocking with the six. I wish I could be outside of the arena. I don't know what the name of the arena is up there in Toronto. See, I didn't say the T, but I don't know what to say. My name is Michael Rappaport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here with my partner, G Monetti.
What's the deal?
I'm displaced. I've moved out of my old home, fortunately. God bless. God willing. Hopefully, within the next few days, I'll be in my new home. Right now, I'm displaced, so this episode, I have to admit, is not coming from the gloom tomb. Let's just say it's coming from parts unknown.
Yes.
how you feeling, Mr. Monetti? Wow, I don't even know where. Let's just jump in with the basketball because I'm just coming off this win. The Cleveland Cavaliers have lost two straight games to the Raptors, who everybody thought were done. Done and gone.
So what's the record now? What's the
it's series? It's 2-2. It's 2 games to 2. They tied the shit up. Now, I'm not thinking that they're going to win the series, but the fact that it's gone to this much is just it tickles me in places that you have no idea. Like my innards are tickled with joy. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And Drake was at the game. I noticed he wasn't talking any of that fly shit to any of the Cavaliers, which I have to say I was a little bit disappointed. here's another thing. After their two losses, The Cavaliers did not do any secret handshakes.
Oh, after the loss, they can't do it.
No, which really made me question the secret handshakes. Handshakes and this, that's like kind of be sportsmanship. So when you lose,
shouldn't there be a routine?
Or is it just when you win, you do this foolishness?
Right.
Of course, it's easy to do the whole, you know, Soul Train handshake line when you win. Anybody could do that. I mean, right. Me and you could create some handshakes. We'll make fucking heads turn up and down Third Avenue.
That's right.
But if you're only doing your handshakes when the chips are up, not when the chips are down, really, what's the point of doing these handshakes?
Right, right. They should have something for when they lose. Be fair.
Right. At least create something for when you lose a game. Do something.
Right. Right.
Don't just scurry off the court real quick. Because before the game, you and the next man are doing all kind of fly dances and handshakes and, you know, Cub Scout shit. And I mean, they got an extensive, highly choreographed handshakes. You know, there's a famous choreographer. I know her. Her name is Fatima. She's done every single video from Busta Rhymes video to Michael Jackson to Janet Jackson to Tupac to Outkast. I mean, she worked with every single person. Now, I wonder, did the Cavaliers hire Fatima to choreograph these handshakes, or are these guys just that fucking creative?
Like, too much time on their hands, man.
Too much time on their hands.
And what if you get it? What if you fuck up? What if you get it wrong? What happened?
I'm waiting for one of these assholes to tweak an ankle. Fucking around. Because you could tweak an ankle. These handshakes are so extensive and so elaborate. One of these guys could tweak something.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
But it's, man. That shit got me hyped. The fact that the Cavaliers are it's 2-2. By no means am I concerned or do I really think they'll lose, but this is just fantastic. And meanwhile, the Cavalier the Golden State Warriors got their asses handed to them. Holy shit. And you know, that was just one game. The beauty of the playoffs is it's just one game. You know, it could go either way, but man, they got their asses handed to them the other night. So the playoffs are fantastic. If you love basketball right now, this is like it is. This is the time of year to really enjoy. And they Draymond Green, the big controversy with him is that he got fouled and then he flailed his legs, and he kicked the son of a golden era great platinum stick man, Steven Adams, his dad, as we mentioned. Apparently he passed away, but before he passed away, he fathered 18 children.
Mm.
This is a world class stick man for sure.
No doubt.
Now you got to think about this. That means that gene is in Steven Adams of the Oklahoma Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who I would imagine is a stick man in his own right, Steven Adams. Yeah. He's got the hair. He's got the ginormous skull. And Draymond Green kicked him in the balls. Not once, but twice in the series. And they just announced that he wasn't getting suspended. Now let me tell you something. And Monetti, a.k.a. G. Moody, mm-hmm. a.k.a. The Black Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Moody rhymes with duty.
Right.
You could attest to this. I'm sorry that I'm hopped up on chocolate. I just had some chocolate and the Cavaliers losing. So that combination, I'm fucking banging out of my mind. So sorry if I haven't let you chime in yet, Monetti.
Go ahead, man.
You could attest to this, though. Out of all the people you played basketball with in New York City, in your whole life, growing up in New York City in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you played with me. Have you ever seen a more dirty player than myself?
Hell no.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to tell you something. I know dirty play. I'm about as dirty as it comes. And I'm going to tell you, Draymond Green absolutely 150%. Now, that wasn't like a sniper shot to Steven Adams' loaf. That's what you call a wing and a prayer kick, a.k.a. a Hail Mary of sorts. So it wasn't like Dante Jones of the Cleveland Cavaliers who came off the bench and did a hammer punch to Bismack Biyodo right in his dick. Keeled him over right before the game ended. And we'll get to this fucking, that guy's a fucking loopy bastard. That Dante Jones, Deontay, whatever the fuck his name is. But this Draymond Green, now I like you, but all oafs matter. Draymond, and you're out of line, my friend. And I know you can say it was just a flail, and your guy Steve Kerr and his no lips can sit there and they could talk about the fact that this should be rescinded and all this stuff. I know for sure because game recognize game, Duke. And I, for one, can tell you I know all the dirty tricks in the book. I know them all. I've done them all. When I played ball, that's how I got as far as I did. Now, you might say that wasn't very far, Mike, but based on my skill level, it was pretty goddamn far. And one of the things that I know how to do, I mean, Gerald, you saw me go up for a layup and throw a hammer punch in the same, you saw this, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I'm about. That's the life that I'm about. So, mm-hmm. Draymond Green, I know you tried to fucking kick this guy in the loaf. Not cool. Dante Jones, you went on the court and you punched another man in the dick. Mm. Now, you have respect of the league and the team had you gone out and forearmed him, clotheslined him, done something like that. You tried to punch him in the loaf on the low.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to punch him on the loaf like on some sneak shit.
Mm-hmm.
Forget anything else. That's just some sucker shit. Man to man, you just don't do that. Step on his toe, kick him in the shin, punch him in the face. But to hit homeboy in the dick? Anyway, so that's that on this guy. I just, Draymond Green, I know where you're at. And Dante Jones, you're on some other shit. You're bugging. Homeboy didn't do anything dirty. He didn't hurt LeBron. He's like little LeBron's little like his muscle. But that guy, Dante Jones, he looked like a fucking nut job anyway. He's always creeped me out. He tried that shit with Kobe. He's on some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Toss him out of the fucking league. Lock him up. Put him in a cuckoo's nest somewhere.
But I don't think that was purpose.
Oh no, it was purpose. I respect your opinion, and you did win a 2015 co-host of the year, but he did that on purpose. I know this. I see this. I know what's up. Okay. Trust me. I know this kind of shit. Okay. You're not a dirty person. This never crossed your mind to hit somebody when they're not looking. Pay attention to when the referee. I know this kind of behavior. I'm not gonna. I know what's up, my man. You don't just flail your legs. It's no, sorry. Did you happen to watch? I haven't spoken to you all day, Mr. Monetti. Did you happen to watch the Billboard Music Awards last night?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
What?
What happened?
Well, it was because I'm displaced. I don't know how to work the remote control where I'm staying at, so. I started watching it and couldn't change the channel. I just had to rock with the whole thing all the way through. And man, I have a lot to say about this. The music industry and the quality of music, we're worse than I could ever imagine. And you know, we talk about hip hop, but if you like rock and roll, you're done. They don't even perform rock and roll. Forget the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and Hendrix and, I mean, that whole era of Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Yes and Dave. I'm talking about, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kurt Cobain, Pearl. It's done. It's finito. Like, at least there's rap. There's still some good rap. Although, I think as a whole, we have an issue, but I don't want to talk about that. They don't perform rock and roll. There's no musicianship. You got these cutesy-pootsy girls and these soda pop dudes up there, and that's all it is. And right. it's just for music, a music fan, I was like, this is shit. No band, no keyboardist, no like guitarist and bass. This shit's, it's a rap on rock and roll. Like rock and roll, if I was really down with rock and roll, like hard body karate, I'd be mortified. But aside from the fact that there's no rock and roll whatsoever, they got these little chicken asses up on stage. They made me blush. These singers, these girls, Demi Lovato and some other one named Tove Lavove. I don't know what her real name is, Tove Lavove. The oldest young snapper singing about filth, about cherries and getting plugged up and I don't know what's happening.
Oh,
it's it made me embarrassed. I felt like I was watching something I shouldn't watch. It. I'm a cool guy. I'm hip. You know, I'm hip. They don't do anything besides stuff holes and sing about this. It was pathetic.
Damn. I'm glad I didn't see that.
Oh, cool. No, it's, you don't want to see this. It's nonsense. And you know, none of them write, you know, they might get a writing credit. None of these are not artists. They're like little Barbie dolls. They sing up there and they got the, it was a shit show. Drake, skipped the Billboard Music Awards because I could say a couple of things about Drake, but he ain't no idiot. He didn't want to be associated with this fucking, well, it was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment. And Madonna did some two-bit tribute to Prince. Man, you know, when without all the bells and whistles, I mean, she's really not a singer. If she's not dancing around and it's not 1983 and Lucky Star, la, 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 just on her musical prowess, she sucks. First of all, you can't even say anything about it. If she's fully clothed and just has to sing, there's nothing there. Anyway, it was terrible. It was hard to watch, and very, very disconcerting to anybody who likes music of any genre. Anyway, what's the deal, Monetti? What's popping on your end? I'm sorry to rant and rabble and just riff off the top like that, my friend.
Everything is good, man. I was just checking out the papers. See my man Tom Brady's at it again.
Oh, yeah. What happened with him?
He is filing an appeal to try and avoid the four game suspension. Give it up.
Cut the shit, man. I mean,
give it up. Everybody thinks you did it anyway, except Boston. So whether you get acquitted of this, we all think you did it.
Exactly.
So just give it up.
Just stop. Stop making an embarrassment of the league. Stop making it all about you. Why don't you just rest? Let Garoppiano, what's his name? Gallipot. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Garoppolo.
Let Garoppolo do his thing. Let him have his four games.
Word.
You keep shitting on him. How do you think that poor guy feels? How do you think his family feels? Like every time he's about to have his moment to get out there and do his thing, you come in with your lawyers and your chin and all the bullshit, and you want to take away Garoppolo's 5 minutes of fame. Let him shine. Sit out the first four games.
Yeah, you did that bullshit.
Period.
You know you fucking with those footballs. Why are you putting on a big charade?
Why does it have to keep going on and on and on?
They caught you.
That's it. Let's move on, man. You're making this whole thing about you, and you think that we're not going to stop, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, we're not going to stop.
Yeah.
You think that we're going to stop? No. That ain't happening. You see in Oklahoma, these guys are crazy out there, man. The Oklahoma, the Republicans in Oklahoma. I don't know much about the state of Oklahoma, but I could just imagine there's a certain facet of Oklahoma. Now, I don't like to generalize it because I don't like to be generalized. But I would imagine there's a certain facet of the population of Oklahoma that probably doesn't like Obama because he's solely because he's black. I'm sure that rubs a few people. So there's a group of Republican actual lawmakers. These are real people. They're trying to get Obama impeached. Did they want any way to do this? They're trying to get him impeached over the White House's move to allow the transgender students to use the bathroom of their gender identity. Now, we've touched on that. We've spoken on that. We've stated our opinion. But these fucks in Oklahoma, you ain't got nothing better to do. Nothing better to do. They trying to just get him out of there. Even if he stays in, they just want to say, oh, yeah, we got that. That black motherfucker. That's what they want to say. We got his black ass impeached.
Yeah, right before he's about to go.
It ain't happening, you sick fucks down there. It's not happening.
I roll with the states on this, man. I understand how they feel, man. You can't just ram this down cat's throat.
The bathroom thing.
Yeah, I'm with the states on this, man.
Yeah, but these are the same people that are trying to
Yeah, this is a reason they think that they could get this guy out.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like a valid reason. It's like, so they're trying to do it.
Yo, I want to tell all the listeners, later in the week, interview one of my favorite actors, a friend of mine, but he's also one of my favorite actors, Wood Harris, the great Wood Harris, from The Wire, Avon, Barksdale, Above the Rim, Remember the Titans, I mean, Paid in Full. The list goes on and on and on. Him and Idris Elba, you know, the Barksdale brothers on The Wire. I mean, he's got great stories about working with Tupac on Above the Rim. Denzel on Remember the Titans. So I'm looking forward. We got an interview with him. Big basketball fan. Got a lot of opinions about basketball. The movie Hendrix. He played Jimi Hendrix in a not great film, but he was outstanding. So we're going to rock with Wood Harris. Full hard body karate interview with him later this week. It's going to go down in the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast signature series of interviews. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for people to hear this. A good dude. His brother is Steve Harris, who's on The Practice for like 19 years, that TV show. I don't know. It's 19, 20, 21 years. Cats out of Chicago. Wood Harris also had like a budding rap career. Like he opened for dudes. Like I remember he's telling me he like opened for Tribe, De La, NWA. So he was like official on the mic and just a pure artist. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to people hearing the interview with him. And I know it's going to be really in-depth and interesting. And he's just a good dude and an interesting dude. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress company at a shockingly fair price. It combines a springy latex and supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. Try Casper mattresses for up to 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. That is satisfaction guaranteed. Made in America, you can buy a king-size mattress for up to $2,000 these days, but at Casper, you get a king-size mattress for only $950. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. They deliver it free. And the returns are free with a 100-night in-home sleep trial. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up. Go to Casper.com, www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. You get $50 off any mattress. Terms and conditions apply. I love my Casper mattress. Now they got sheets. They got pillows. They got comforters. The whole thing is happening at Casper.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Let's cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up. How could you do it? Don't let him out. Damn. You fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did.
What?
No. No.
No. No!
I think I got a guy for you. I don't know if you have a sick fuck of the week, G Monetti.
No, I don't have one this week.
No, you couldn't find one, but I got a guy.
Okay. I had the tree last week. That kind of chill out.
Oh no, I'm not. Listen, Sick Fuck of the Week is an award that is earned, not given.
Right, so it's hard. You got to do research with this.
Yeah, and again, just because you're a sick fuck doesn't necessarily mean you're the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week.
Yeah, that's special.
See, there's a difference. There's plenty and plenty. Obviously, they're all over the place. But the Sick Fuck of the Week is a guy with a certain, let's say, je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. That's French. A guy, a career scumbag, career criminal, career piece of shit, was seen in broad fucking daylight pushing his dead wife around in Staten Island. Shout out to Wu-Tang and Shaolin on a metal dolly.
I heard about this.
During the middle of the day, this dumb fuck, his name is Anthony Lopez, this cocksucker, was on the run, on the lam. He killed his wife and then was trying to dispose of the body during the middle of the day. First of all, the way he disguised himself, he shaved his head. Listen, you better get yourself a Groucho Marx nose and do something better than just shaving your head, Anthony Lopez. And he was pushing around the dead body that was covered in like a sheet.
Right.
On a fucking gurney. In Staten Island, all up and down Shaolin.
Damn.
And they caught him. They had apparently a very bad relationship. He beat her in the past. He had her working as a prostitute. This is his wife. Imagine how he treats people he doesn't like. and then he killed her and beat her and then tried to dispose of the body, walking around with the body on a gurney. And Anthony Lopez, congratulations. You're never coming out of jail, hopefully. And you are this week's Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast Sick Fuck of the Week. Congratulations on that. What else is going on with you? Let me just say something. The G Monetti GoFundMe. No scams, no bullshitting. Monetti, you're still displaced too. Where are you living right now? Because your house burnt the fuck down.
I'm in Riverdale, Bronx.
And give the people a little bit of update because people donated money to the GoFundMe soon after, while our mason guy who was in the house doing some work on the home.
James Andrus.
Shout out to James Andrus. The house burnt down and the block pretty much burnt down in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Right, exactly.
So are we at on that, and when are we going to get this fucking Bronx Gloom Tomb up and going?
Late June, right?
I'm telling you, wrap your head around mid-September, mi amigo. You're not going to be up in that piece in June, my man. Sorry.
All right, early July.
Okay, so mid-September.
Nah.
Did you hear that Operation Good Time? There was a fucking, they called it Operation Good Time. It should have been called Operation You Ruined My Nighttime. But 54 suspects were arrested in South Carolina. That's where your people are from. You born and raised in South Carolina, your family.
Yes.
54 people were arrested in South Carolina on whores and Johns. Men and women of all different races, creeds, and color. They had a little freak-off house down there. Whorehouse.
Wow.
And it was a sting. 54 arrests, 64 charges. The prostitution, drugs. They had guns. It sounded like a real fucking party they were having down there. But they called it Operation Good Time, which is sort of, you know, like that's like a dark joke there.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You got anything to bring to the table here, my friend?
I got a...
Yeah.
I see your boy on Ellen.
Oh, who?
Kanye was on Ellen.
Oh, yes. Yes. You saw him on Ellen?
Yeah. And I was... he changed. He talks a little different now, too. Like, he talks real proper.
Yeah. He sounded like a fucking surfer on there, right?
Yeah.
He sounded like he was some sort of equestrian.
Yeah, because, the reason why I say that, because he always talks about, don't make me say, like, I'm from Chicago. Like, you hear all that
country shit.
Right.
And now,
when you're on Ellen,
it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. It's bugged out, yo.
And he went on like an 8-minute rant and riff, and Ellen's just confused and smiling and let him go on. Yo, Ellen, control your show.
Word.
All right. You don't let this fucking guy. He ain't say. I think, like, you know, it's like you can go up there and, you know, and talk all that rah-rah shit on Ellen. Ellen, it's your job, as you know. You're an Emmy Award-winning, multi-faceted talk show. Control the show.
Word.
And then Stephen Colbert spoofed him. And he brilliantly said that, you know, the Ellen show, where hip-hop lives. So he went up there with all that. And now if Kanye comes on the Stephen Colbert show, I'll bet you he'll be in his I'm from Chicago mode and try to tough talk Stephen Colbert. Now, what I would hope that Stephen Colbert would do when Kanye comes on his show, and rest assured, he probably will, and he'll come on with an attitude, just like he went on with Jimmy Kimmel and he had an attitude and did all that stuff with because he takes himself so seriously. And in his rant, he went on and on how he could change the world, and he has ideas how to change the world, and how his sneakers have, in fact, changed the world. Them shits is trash. I don't care how popular they are. They're whack. They're right. Not dope. And Stephen Colbert, what I would suggest you do is when Kanye starts that stuff with you is you take off your sports jacket, you slowly take off your tie, you unbutton your shirt, you pull a thing of baby oil out, you start greasing yourself off and start shadow boxing.
Yeah.
And see if he's still talking that shit. Because I have a feeling that even if you, Stephen Colbert, did that, that would be the end of the I'm from Chicago shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear none of that shit on Ellen.
Yeah. Ellen will let you talk, but maybe Stephen Colbert, you start shadow boxing, maybe bring a jump rope, start warming up like you're getting ready to, like, go in the ring. Dude, yeah. That'll shut that down.
And Ellen, whose show is it?
It's your show.
Exactly. Control your shit.
Control your shit.
This guy took it over.
Yeah, control your shit. This is like
this motherfucker is Gandhi or something. Like,
hey,
yo.
He's Gandhi. He's not even Gandhi's nephew. Gandhi. Gandhi. Word. Fucking Gandhi. Give me a break. What a joke. Do you know that Kris Kardashian is going to change? No, is it Kris Jenner?
Mm-hmm.
Wants to change her name back to Kris Kardashian. And her whole thing is, well, if Bruce can do it, then I can do it, which I guess that's true. Because there's more money in that name. And Black China, is it Black China or is it China Black? The girl who...
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck that is anyway.
Yeah. She's going to be a Kardashian. So her name's going to be... China Black Kardashian. But I want to change my name to Kardashian because there's money in that. If you have that last name, like, you got
cachet.
Yeah, that's automatic. Like, you know, like, you can sell products and shit. Like, yo, this is Black China. I'm here to sell this hair product. And this is Black China. And yo, I'm selling, you know, some I don't know, some under eye cream. It just works for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mottenbo Jeans is a New York City-based startup company making the best, most comfortable jeans at a really fair price. Mottenbo Jeans comes out of the box fitting perfect and feeling great. As soon as I tried their jeans on, I knew they were for me. They look great and feel great, and they wash and dry perfectly. They didn't shrink and get all weird. After one time in the dryer, I can't stand when that happens. You put your size 36, 34 jeans in there, and they come out like biker shorts. There's no ugly or weird back pocket or questionable stitching. Mottenbo make the jeans themselves, and you can tell by the way they feel. These jeans are made with care. Mottenbo ship directly to the customer, and that saves you so much money. I love these jeans, all kinds of styles and colors, whatever you're into. No jean shaming here, not with Mottenbo. All sorts of denims that are better than your everyday weak-ass blue jeans. Go to Mottenbo, MOTTANDBOW.com, and use the promo code Rappaport for 20% off. Go to Mottenbo.com right now. I love this product.
Yo, man, you were talking about basketball, right? The playoffs, Oklahoma. And I'm thinking, I saw, you know, they show Westbrook's family in the crowd. They show his pops. And I'm thinking, what does his pops think of Cameron Payne? Like,
his dance partner? You mean Cameron Payne, his dance partner?
Yeah, like the I call him the new ML Carr. So what does his pops think of him dancing with the next, like with his man, like on the bench?
Yeah, like and his pops is probably like, what the fuck's going on here?
Like, is something going on?
Yeah, what's up with you two, guys? Because I didn't see him. He wasn't doing all this shit before you came around, Cameron. I know you're a rookie. You're young blood. You know, fresh meat. No Bruno. But what's crack-a-lackin' here, right?
Because, yeah, they look like little younger folks.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's curious. He's like, yo, what's going on with this shit?
Shit. Ah, man. All right. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. If you want soft ass I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts, go to districtlines.com/ I Am Rapport. All soft ass t-shirts are going to be on there. If you're listening to this today on a Tuesday morning, I'm going to be on Rachel Nichols' show, The Jump, today, rocking a soft ass I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirt for the entire world to see. All right. Yo, this is a short and sweet version of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Yo, I appreciate all the reviews and ratings on iTunes. The more, the merrier. You want to give us 5 stars, great. You want to give us 1 star, fantastic. But rate and review the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Yo, and just for the record, all you biters out there, you know who you are. I'm not naming names. I'm letting you know now. Yo, we created the Ain't No Fact-Checking Movement. We created the All Loaves Matter campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We created the Gringo Mandingo. He sort of spawned himself from the earth. We created, what else? All Loaves Matter. Hard Body Karate. We didn't create that, see? But we brought that to the mainstream.
Yes.
We absolutely 100% created my fuck style is Buckwild. Miles, cue the clip.
I get nasty like a muck pile. Pay you out of luck, child. Cause my fuck style is Buckwild. Fuck style is Buckwild. Fuck style is Buckwild.
See right there? Cousin Jonah?
Yeah.
We created that. That's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast shit. You want a bite? We created the concept of an emergency podcast. Okay? The month was August. The year was 2014. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast started. Since then, it's taken on a worldwide sort of hysteria phenomenon. You want to bite our style? Fine. But just give us a shout out. We don't own any of these things, but we will sue you if you do anything with Gringo Mandingo. I believe we've copywritten that. We're looking for a full-time copyright lawyer to represent the podcast because we're coming up with new shit moment by moment, podcast by podcast. But we see you on Twitter. We see what you guys are doing. People are trying to steal our style.
Yeah.
And we're not having it. We're not having it. All loaves matter? It's not all groins matter. It's all loaf matter. Unfolding the loaf, the concept of unfolding the loaf, that's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Offering up the meat or the mustache, bingo, we own that too, my friend.
Yeah.
Ask your girl, you want the meat or the mustache? She'll know what it is. Yo, later on in the week, again, my man Wood Harris, great actor, Hollywood vet. You know, his first role was in that film Above the Rim with Tupac. And that movie was, that's the same movie. I mean, that movie was a crazy, crazy ride. All kinds of shit was happening during that movie. So I can't wait to get stories from him. That's on the next podcast. We're out. We're doing it. Hard Body Karate. And... that's it, yo.
Peace.